Welcome to Global Citizenship Reflections, where Fifth Form will reflect on a year of activity. Every Wednesday, all students do a Global Citizenship Activity, GC for short. GC provides students with a deeper understanding of themselves, their identities, and their place in the wider world beyond Wellington, and help shape a more equitable and sustainable future. In this episode, we'll be hearing from pupils who worked with the young through our partnerships with SEND schools and local primary schools. First up, we'll be hearing reflections from students who worked at Carwarden House, a local SEND school.
So every Wednesday, it was a part of our global citizenship for the Orange and the Sally to work with Carwarden. And every term we had a group of 15 pupils from Carwarden. And each term we swapped around. So every term we had a group, and every day we worked with that group, do activities, play games, and had a good time.
What did you do today?
Today we did an Easter egg hunt in the Stanley Garden, and then we played duck, duck, goose.
How do you think you could make deeper connections with the pupils, or would you give advice to the pupils next year to behave in a certain way? How do you think you got the best out of the experience?
Connecting with them on topics of mutual interests, like football teams or favourite movies, was, I think, really the best thing that you could do.
Also, just being really calm and patient with them, and just trying to understand them and just being there for them.
So if we were to look back and reflect on it, how do you feel about the experience? What do you think it was going to be like coming in, and how was that actually different to what actually happened?
When I was applying, like, I thought it would be like a good experience to like meet new people, and it was, and I learned more about people with special needs and like, yeah, the whole thing.
I think it was really like interesting, because like I thought it was going to be like a great experience as well. I knew it really was, because like it really helps us understand like the neurodiverse side of things. Like they're like really like similar to us. Like you wouldn't think it, but they really are.
Did anyone else learn anything in particular from the experience, or are you going to take away from it?
I thought that like once you got to know them, like you'd have like an attachment to them, and I didn't really think we'd have that beforehand. So like once you got to know them, they'd recognise you, they'd like remember you really well, and they'd be really excited to see you. And you're like, I was excited to see that. So yeah, that's like a stronger connection than I thought that.
I guess they get to experience like a variety of different activities with us. I know everyone said it, but might not get to experience on like a day-to-day basis.
It was also quite a nice midweek break, especially during our GCSEs, because we kind of got to take our minds off of revising, and we just got to have fun and spend time with them.
Great. And is there anything else anyone wants to add?
I think it was overall just like a really fun experience for both us and them. And I think that I would do it again.
We will now be hearing from another group of students who worked at Kennel Lane, another local SEND school.
We either went to their school or they came to us, and we did different activities like painting, cahoots, coding robots, and dodgeball.
I think dodgeball was also really good. It got quite competitive, I think.
Yeah.
Between the teams.
Yeah, I
like
the leaf printer. That was
pretty good, because everyone could do it like well.
Yeah, and like, everyone had like a good looking final product.
Yeah.
Is there anything you think didn't go quite well in terms of the activities?
The robot, too complex for everyone.
Particularly, is there any other kind of aspects that you would consider changing?
Maybe make it a bit longer. Like, I know the third day does end, but it's quite short. Like, I feel like, especially when they came to ours, it was like, if there was traffic, it was like 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, so if we can make the sessions longer, that will be...
Also, I think they all seemed like very interested in Wellington. So maybe like showing them more of the school.
Yeah, because we never got to do the treasure hunt.
Something like that would have been really good.
What have you learned as a result of this programme?
Patience? Yes.
Do you want to elaborate a bit?
I don't know, because like working with kids in general is different to, I guess, working with people your own age, and like, because they're younger, they're automatically, I don't know, just going to need patience because they're automatically like less mature in a way.
And quite often, yeah, they get quite like fixated on stuff and you kind of just have to like let them do what they want.
Like one
do.
Boy when they kept talking about the cars.
Yeah, the
same. And you had to sit there and listen to it.
An hour. We were just like.
How do you feel about it now we've done it?
Yeah, this is quite nice, like seeing them every week, and they were always so excited, and it was like
running to the gate.
Because like each week they got it got less and less like shy and awkward.
Yeah, it's when we first went, they were like all hyped.
Yeah,
but especially in their first, when we go to them, they're a lot less shy than they are.
Change. How would you sell it to next year's fifth form?
I think like maybe be like. This is an opportunity to like try like branch out because also at Wellington like obviously like we all have like different interests but we are quite all the like we're like quite the same if you get what I mean, so it's like quite a good opportunity to try like see that it's not just all like in the gates of Wellington and then there's like other things that are interesting.
Next up we will hear from students who volunteered at local state primary schools, pupils help in classroom sessions with positive role modelling.
Does anybody want to talk about their experience of what went well, what didn't go so well, what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy?
I feel like what went well was like, after a while the kids did really warm up to us because like, in one of our first sessions, for example, there was this boy who just wanted to read in his head and he wouldn't talk to us.
I remember that.
He just wouldn't like, engage.
Yeah.
But like, within like the third session, like when you get to know them, they get more comfortable and they kind of want to impress you, so I feel like they try harder with the actual reading.
That's interesting. Did you notice that in year one as well, because you did a lot of reading with them?
Yeah, I feel like you also got to like know how they read how it helps them reading. Like I'd cover the pictures because otherwise you just guess the words based on what you saw in the picture. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I think just seeing like the better, but also like, they do get better at reading. Like we weren't there for very long, but they were like you could see them getting better and like they have, like, book grades, and you can see them, like, moving out the book grades.
Yeah.
I think I learned much more how to, like, get on with, like, kids. Like, obviously, I knew before, but these ones, obviously, I've never, like, we didn't know them at all before. They weren't, like, at all, like, related or anything. Mm. So we had to, like, fully start from scratch, with, like, building a relationship, and I think we did by the end.
The reception were, like, much more kind of, like, speaking to you and, like, directly like addressing you, whereas they were kind of a bit more like floating around.
Reception, they would kind of come up to you and say, oh, do this with me or help me with this or come look at this.
Yeah.
Nursery, they kind of just bump into you and then, then you're like with them.
But yeah.
Apart from that, nothing.
Lastly, we'll be hearing from students who did low ropes. Students go through a course to gain qualifications from the Institute of Outdoor Learning, which is then put into practice when local state primary school children come into college and benefit from using resources they don't ordinarily have access to with support and guidance from our qualified pupils. This can help the visiting pupils with their teamwork, communication and problem-solving skills through the activities they undertake.
So we took part in Outdoor Adventure and did the low ropes course. To start, we had a few lessons that went on for quite a long time, but then we were able to go outdoors and enjoy ourselves and take some kids on the low ropes.
Yeah, so the things that went well, we learned some essential skills of how to deal with kids, and I think it's something that most of us didn't know. So there's like different approaches how to lead a group of adults and kids, and we learned different nuances about the low ropes. And that went quite well. We learned how to communicate more well, with kids especially, which was nice.
Yeah, I also thought that we made sure that the kids enjoyed themselves, and they definitely came out looking a lot more happier and had positive things to say about us and Wellington College as a whole. And I thought we left like a good mark, especially for what the teachers' opinions on Wellington College. For some things to improve, I think we definitely got better as the session went on, just in general, but a few specifics would probably be our timing, so making sure we were there at the session when it started, and also communication regarding whether we are going to be there or not, But like I said, I do think it.
And so if we were faced with a similar situation again, I would personally take the same approach. I think that I try to listen and follow all the instructions. So maybe other thing that I would try to do is interact with others more. I struggle sometimes because they're all in a different year group than me, and I felt a bit shy. So maybe if I would try this again, I would try to be a bit more brave and talk to people from other year groups as well.
For me personally, I'd probably say I'll take a bit of a different approach as well, and I'd probably be a bit more enthusiastic when we started and actually given Low Ropes a bit of a chance rather than write it off completely, because I actually did end up enjoying it as it went on. So yeah, that's probably the approach I'll take. So the things we learn as a result of taking part in the program probably be some definitely valuable leadership skills that we can carry with us through the rest of our lives.
For me, it's like I learned something a bit different. I think I learned that the things don't always go as planned, because I always, like, when we started, I thought it was going to be a very, like, exciting experience. Everything is going to go very well, and we're going to have many kids, and it's going to be also fun and well-behaved. However, as time went on, I realized that, like, the learning process of leadership and working with other people is slightly more complex and doesn't go as smoothly, and sometimes it's boring, it's not so exciting. However, the outcome in the end is quite good. So it's just like that the process is not as exciting.
I thought we definitely stepped it up and actually took the whole situation a bit more seriously when we taught the kids. And I thought we had different but still valid approaches when we talked to them and took them through the course. And I thought we definitely kept them safe as well, which was one of the main priorities for us.
Yeah, I think, like, because in other sessions it wasn't like very clear if we can actually do it well or not. But in the moment when the kids actually came, I think we got everything we learned came back subconsciously. So, and it was quite good because in the end, I think we were quite successful at meeting the kids. And not only the kids enjoyed it, I personally enjoyed it as well. And I think other, like, people in the group also enjoyed it too. So, yeah.
In terms of the impact we had on the community, I thought for the kids, we had definitely had a positive impact, and I touched on it earlier, but they definitely came out looking a lot more happier and enthusiastic when they left. And also during, they seemed to really be enjoying themselves, taking part, the majority of them, and just having a good time overall. And for the teachers, we had some great reports about not just the Low Ropes, but the effect that it had on their personal view on Wellington as a whole. So that was a really good.
We want to say a huge thank you to all the staff and students who've taken part in GC this year.